Unit 1. It's a pleasure to meet you. Whether it's a handshake or a bow, the way we greet people is usually the first impression they have of us. It is what they remember most about us, so we have to do it right. This is even more important in business, where mistakes can, literally, cost you business. In most international business situations, we greet each other with a handshake and an exchange of business cards. But it's not that simple. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. Europeans and North Americans use a firm 2 to 3 second right-handed handshake and look directly into the other person's eyes while doing it. To Americans, a strong handshake implies a good, trustworthy business person. A weak one is said to feel like a dead fish and indicate just the opposite. In Asia, however, handshakes are softer, and looking at someone directly can be disrespectful. There are other cultural values to be dealt with, too. Many countries, for example, have strict social and business hierarchies. Senior members of the staff are usually introduced first. In Islamic countries, men and women who are not related are not supposed to touch. In other places, a man should only shake a woman's hand if she puts her hand out first. Offering business cards also has its rules. The card itself should be easy to read and make it clear what your position in your company is. In India, the card must also have your academic degree printed on it. In Japan and China, exchanging cards is done with 2 hands, but in most other places, just 1 hand is allowed. Everyone everywhere agrees, though, that you should never write on a business card. Outside of business, there are several less formal ways of greeting. In Thailand or Laos, respect is shown with a Y, the prayer-like gesture that you make under your chin. In the freezing Arctic or hot UAE, you can see people greeting each other by rubbing noses. High fives, hugs, and kisses on the cheek are common with good friends in many places around the world. Keep in mind that greetings do not just make a first impression. They also help to show how strong a relationship is. After living and working in Japan for some time, I revisited Russia to attend a conference. I was taken aback to be greeted with hugs by my old colleagues. One of them noticed that I had backed away out of embarrassment and thought I was angry at her. I explained to her that Japanese people don't touch much and that I had become used to that way of doing things. Nevertheless, our relationship was damaged and further business became difficult. So it's important to remember, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Before you travel anywhere, find out all you can about the countries you will visit, their culture, language, ways of thinking.